So the Gemara mentions, we're talking about the din of Baal Ta'akhir, and the Gemara goes through a list of various items that the concept of Baal Ta'akhir applies to. Baal Ta'akhir is that a person has a responsibility to repay his obligations in a timely fashion, and the Gemara understands various different definitions of what timely means, and there's disagreements exactly the definitions, etc. But within this list of things which are mentioned, it talks about what is known as a korban neder or nedava, which means a korban which a person offers, a sacrifice which a person offers without being required to do so. And then it makes a list of things which a person, korbanos, which a person must bring. And it says four of them. It says chatos, ashamas, oilers, and shlomim. It says that there are four types of korbanos, are a korban chatos, a korban asham, a korban oilom, and a korban shlomim. So we're going to today try and clarify what these four types of korbanos are. Interestingly enough, the Rambam, in his introduction to the section of Mishnayos which deals with the halachos of korbanos, it's called Seder Kachim, the Rambam says there are only four types of korbanos. The four types of korbanos are these four mentioned over here: the chatos, the ashamas, the oilos, and the shlomim. So there's four types of korbanos. These are the four. But if you read the Mishnayos, which some people say in davening every morning, it makes a list of the different types of korbanos, and it seems to have eight Mishnayos. So if there are eight Mishnayos and only four types of korbanos, how do we understand that? So let's clarify. Let's see what these eight korbanos are and see how they fit into the four categories. So the Mishnayos over here talk about a chatos, which can be brought by all of the Klal Yisrael, representing Klal Yisrael, the Besdin or the Kohen Gadol. The Chatos, which is brought by the community on the different times of the year. And so the first three Mishnayos deal with different types of Chatos. So their Chatos can be divided into two different types of sections. The Chatos, the Korban Chatos, which is brought, which goes not on the Mizbeach, and this is the only time that you're going to put any type of a offering not on the Mizbeach, is these chatos. And these chatos, either in Yom Kippur, they go all the way into the Holy of Holies, or the rest of the year, if they are brought, they would go into the area known as the Holy, the Kodesh, or the Heichal. And this is the only time you're going to be taking the dam of a korban and putting it somewhere other than the Mizbeach, on the which is in the Beis HaMikdash on the outside. Besides that chatos, there's the chatos which is brought on the Mizbeach outside, and that can be brought either by an individual or by the community, depending on the situation. So all three first three Mishnahs deal with different types of chatos. Then there's the Korban Oilo, which is the fourth Mishnah. Then the Mishnah Hey deals with the Korban Asham. So we covered chatos, Oilo, and Asham. We have three Mishnahs left. So the Rambam says that all these types of korbanos, which is Shlomim, Korban Torah, Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, really are connected to Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim is a korban which, in general, a person can choose to bring. And the difference between the two types of korbanos a person can choose to bring on his own are Korban Oilo. A person can offer a Korban Oilo as he feels he wants to offer a korban. He can offer a korban on his own without any prior responsibility, and that's a Korban Oilo. Or a person can do that with a Korban Shlomim. A person can never offer a chatos or an asham of his own volition. A person has to have, the Torah has to require him to bring that korban, for him to bring such a korban. If a person would try to bring a korban chatos or a korban asham without being required beforehand, the korban would not be valid, and he would have an avera bringing such an animal into the Beis HaMikdash. A korban oila can be brought as part of the responsibilities of the community to bring. There's the daily offering was the korban oila. An individual can bring a korban oila as a neder or a nedava. A person can bring a korban oila in the times when he comes up to the Beis HaMikdash. He has a responsibility three times a year when he comes for the three festivals to bring a korban oila. That's a chiyuv oila which he must bring. So an oila can be brought either as something which he has to bring or something which he chooses to bring. Similarly, a korban shlomim can be brought as a neder or a nedava. A person chooses to bring a korban shlomim. Alternatively, a person has a responsibility when he comes for the three regalim, for the three festivals, a person has to bring a korban shalmei chagiga. So a korban shalmei can be brought because of he's required to do so, or the person can bring it on his own volition. With covered under the category of shlomim is a korban shlomim. The korban Torah is if a person has certain situations where he feels an obligation to give thanksgiving to Hashem, he offers a korban shlomim because of that situation, he now has to bring it in a certain way, and that's called a korban Torah, but it's a form of a korban shlomim. Similarly, a korban Pesach is understood to be a form of a korban shlomim, and that's why the law is if a person had a korban Pesach which was not used for whatever reason, the Moser HaPesach, a Korban Pesach was left over, was not used, and it was still alive, in other words, so that Korban Pesach would be used, brought as a Korban Shlomim. The last two which are covered under this category is Bechor and Meiser. Bechor is the firstborn animal of the kosher animals which you can bring, which are kosher domesticated animals. There are kosher wild animals and there's kosher domesticated animals. Bechor only applies to the kosher domesticated animals, which applies to your cattle, to your sheep, and to your goats. The firstborn of that firstborn male of those species is to be brought as a korban. This is a korban which the owner is required to bring to the Beis HaMikdash and give it, and it's given as an offering. It belongs to the kohen. The kohen takes advantage of it. But it's brought in a similar way to korban shlomim. It's eaten over here not by the owners, but by the kohanim become the owners, and the kohen brings the korban and takes advantage of eating it. A korban meiser is referring to meiser behema, the newborn animals which are born every single year. Of the newborn animals which are born that year, 1/10 is to be given as a korban, which is brought by the owner. The owner actually eats it. Similar to shlomim, that it's brought by the owner, and the owner eats it. So it's fairly similar to the concept of shlomim. So when the Mora says that there are chatos, ashamas, arlos, and shlomim, that's going to cover all of these categories of bechor, meiser, and pesach, and toida as well. So all of those are covered under the category of a korban shlomim. What are the unique ways that these korbanos are brought? Each one is brought in a different way. The Korban Chatos is the animal shechted, the blood is received by the Kohen, and he takes it and he goes up to the top of the Mizbeach and puts it on the four corners of the Mizbeach. He does this by hand. So that is how the Korban Chatos is brought. That's the only Korban which is brought like that. The remaining Korban is the Kohen stands on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash near the Mizbeach and he throws the blood towards the Mizbeach. So it's done using a kli, throwing the kli, from the kli, the blood towards the Mizbeach, as opposed to a chatas, which is done by dipping one's hands and putting the blood directly on the Mizbeach with one's hand, with one's finger. All of the other korbanos are done standing below, and the halacha is they have to be put on the lower half of the Mizbeach. The difference between a asham and a oilam and a shlomim is not in regards to how they are actually the blood is placed in the Mizbeach. All of them will have the same halacha, how the blood is placed in the Mizbeach. It's the difference is what you do with the animal. And we'll explain that in a moment. But Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are different than the asham, the oilam, and the shlomim, whereas the asham, the oilam, and the shlomim, the blood is placed on two places on the Mizbeach, by the Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, the blood is only placed on one place on the Mizbeach, again, standing below and pouring it onto the Mizbeach in one place. So, in that sense, they're unique, but they're still covered under the umbrella of Shlomim. How are Shlomim, Oila, and Oshim different in the way they're brought? So, the Oila, the skin of the animal is removed, and the whole animal is cut into pieces and put on the Mizbeach. And that's therefore, the Gemara refers to that as a vorin, the different limbs, the different sections. Oshim and Shlomim, that's not so, the meat is eaten. Certain parts of the meat are put on the Mizbeach. Those are referred to in the Gemara as Emurim. The word Emurim means those which are mentioned, those are spoken about. The Torah describes what they are. They are mentioned, the word of Omar, to say. So they are spoken about in the Torah, what those portions are. And those portions are put on the Mizbeach. Everything else is eaten. Oshim is eaten by the Kohanim. Shlomim is eaten by the owner. But he does have a chiyuv to take two parts and give to the kohen, but the vast majority of the korban is eaten by the owner, or any Yisrael could eat it. The korban oshem must be eaten only by kahanim, and it's given to the kahanim, which are working on the Beis HaMikdash that day, and they divide it amongst the kahanim. Within this type of shlomim, we also have the korban. We have under that umbrella, we have the korban toida, which he said is brought because of a situation of Thanksgiving. Toida limits the amount of time that is allowed to be eaten. A korban osham is eaten for the day that you bring the korban and the following nights. A korban toida is eaten; it's a form of shlomim. It's eaten for that day and the following night. But a korban shlomim, you have the day that the korban is brought, the following night, and the following day for the person to eat the korban. So we have a difference in how the time which is allotted for the eating. Bechor and Meiser have the same time frame as the korban shlomim. They have that day, the following night, and the following day. The korban pesach, we know, is unique that it cannot be eaten by day at all. It has to be eaten by night, and only that night. So it has not. It's the shortest period of time of any korban. It only has the night after you bring the korban to be eaten. Most korbanos are eaten by day and the following night, or even longer. The korban pesach has a limitation. It's only eaten b'layla, according to one opinion, it's only eaten until chatzos, until half of the night. So it's a very short time for the person to eat the korban pesach. Going back into the Gemara, so the Gemara talks about these different responsibilities a person can undertake to bring a korban, a neder or an adubah, if he chooses to bring it, which it would apply to an oilo or a shlomim. If a person would undertake to bring an oilo or a shlomim, he has a time frame which he must bring the korban in. But the Gemara is telling me that even in situations where the Torah puts the obligation upon him, the korban chadash, the Torah puts obligation, the korban shlomim, of the yamim tovim, the Torah puts obligation upon him. The korban oshem, the Torah puts obligation upon him. It's never brought by a person's own voluntary offering. All of these, the Torah puts the obligation on the person. So I would think maybe I do not have this chiyuv to make sure that I pay it, bring it within a certain time frame. If I offer it, if you say, you know what, you're offering, you must bring in a certain time frame. So therefore the Gemara says, no, that's not true. These, we learn out from an extra pasuk to tell me that even the ones where the Torah obligates you, they must be brought within a certain time frame. So that's a short background to the rules of different korbanos. And the fact that the Gemara only mentions four, when we see there are many more, it fits very well into the idea the Rambam says, that really all of these different korbanos really are seen under the umbrella of these four groups of korbanos. And that's why the Gemara uses these four to refer to all korbanos. The Gemara does mention over here, actually, Bechor as a separate listing, for various reasons why the Gemara does so, and we're not going to get involved in that. One last thought. If a person just sees that he's bringing so many different responsibilities, he has to bring his korbanos. So I'll share with you a thought from the Panovich Rav about the Meiser Behema. So he asked the question about Meiser Behema. The rule is the way you bring Meiser Behema is you take all of the newborns of the year and put them in a corral. You let them out of the corral one by one. And you count 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to the number 10. And the number 10 you mark with a stick which has at the end of it some red paint. You touch the animal, so now he has that as a marking to remind us he's one of the Meisers. Theoretically, you could just count the total amount, take out whatever, you have 100 newborns, you're a very large herd, you have 100 newborns, take out 10 of them and give them. Why do you have to count them one by one? So he says, a person sometimes finds it difficult to let go of that which is his and give it away. So if the Torah says, we're going to do it like this, Hashem says to listen, let's count. 1 for you, 2 for you, 3 for you. 4 for you, 5 for you, 6 for you, 7, 8, 9 for you, 1 for me. Now I said over again, so to keep reminding the person how much a person is keeping for himself and not how much he's giving away. So sometimes when we give away our miser of money, we say, well, I'm giving away so much money, so let's count first how much we have. What, $1 for me, $2 for me, $9 for me, 1 for Hashem. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. If we count it like that, it'd be a little bit easier to part with our money, recognizing how much we are receiving and not how much we are giving away. Thank you for listening.